Friday, are you ready for the ride on the mothership? I know you are, and you know when the mothership comes, we going for that ride. Hey, check this out though. It's Fun Friday on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining Let's Talk. I'm your host, Derek Jackson, and if you want to call in, join in with the fun, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com, or just sign into your Facebook or MySpace page, whichever one you makes you happy. And join me in the chat room. We can have a little chat going on there, too. Now that I got all out the way. What's going on, peeps? Where y'all been at, man? What's happening with you? All right, we all ready for some Fun Friday? Because y'all know I'm ready to clown, right? I got some things for you. So if you ain't gonna get that special drink yet, gonna, I'm going to give you a few minutes now. You're going to get it because you know what time it is. It's Fun Friday, and we got to have them drinks. Tonight's show is brought to you by Mickey's Ice. Yeah, Mickey's. Hey, yeah, I know some of your school people out there already know what the Mickey's are, them big mouths. Yeah, that's what we're doing tonight. So if you're drinking your wine, your cognac, your vodka, your gin, it don't matter. Just get something. That's right, just get something. So what I'm going to do right about now, I'm going to pay a couple of bills real fast. And when I come back, we're going to get started with Fun Friday. Because I got some things that are going to make you say, really? All right, y'all. See you in about 3.
The Fans Organization has teamed up with Catfishing Company in Hearst, Texas for our first annual Feed the Hungry food drive. We are hosting this event on behalf of the North Texas Food Bank, and it will be held at Catfishing Company, located at 900 West Airport Freeway in Hearst, Texas, 76054. For directions to the event location, please call 817-581-3912. Or to contact the event organizers, you may do so by calling us here at FANS at 817-479-3912. 8299 locally or 888-419-6369 toll-free nationally. This event will be held on October 6th from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. and at that time we will be on location accepting perishable food items, cash donations, and orders for our nationally advertised fans apparel, t-shirts, and hats. If you're not able to make the event, we understand, but you can still help out the kids and families in need by going to our website, www.fanss.org, and placing an order for your t-shirt and hat today, or by making a personal contribution on our website while you're there, both discreetly and securely. Every little bit counts, and for every dollar donated, that will result in 3 full meals for a child or family in need. Thanks for all your support, and we appreciate your generosity as well as helping us make this event a success, so please tell a friend.
Hey, Colleen Fort Hood, you looking for some barbecue, man, that'll fall off the bones? Some ribs, chicken, brisket. Oh, man, nice and smoked and delicious. If so, try Taste Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar. Located 1015 Adams Avenue in Fort Hood Road, just 2 minutes from the Fort Hood East Gate. Man, they have potato salad, mac and cheese, baked beans, coleslaw, collard greens. And if you're from Louisiana, yes, they have your rice and beans to go to. They even have Kool-Aid, sweet tea. And I mean, yes, I said Kool-Aid. Nothing like Kool-Aid. Now, if you rush for time, no problem. They even accept call-in orders. Just give them a call at 254-213-9660. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tastes Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar. Barbecue so good, you will come back for more.
They had a turkey and black
forest. All right. We back on that ride, y'all. We back on that mothership waiting for it to take off. Oh, fasten them seat belts, y'all, because we getting ready to do the do. Are you ready? All right. You know what? I'm supposed to have a host, co-host today. Uncle Bob, man. Let me tell you. Now, Uncle Bob is one of them people in your family. They talk all that smack. I mean, they talk so much noise, the room just fill up with you know what. You know what I mean? And then they tell you, and you be looking for Uncle Bob. You see, Uncle Bob didn't even show up tonight. Uncle Bob said he didn't even know what I was talking about. What kind of mess is that? Huh? What's really going on out there? See, next time y'all out there barbecue with Uncle Bob and Uncle Bob starts saying something to you, I'm going to tell you what you need to do. You get a string and a piece of paper, and you put it on in the bottom of the shoe. No. Just tie it around their freaking neck so they'll know. When they sober up the next day, because they're going to fall asleep with it around their neck, because they're going to think it's just a large medallion or something if they're old school. And then they'll remember. They'll remember. Hey, y'all, check this out. Election time coming up. You know what our plan is, right? I know you know. Remember what the plan is. For those who don't remember, let me tell you what the plan is for November 6th. We voting butt naked. Butt diggity naked. All right? I'm telling you. So, now, for those of you who don't have a body that's worth being seen naked, I'll tell you what you do. Just get a box. Come in the box. That's right. Come in the box. Shoot, we're going to have fun anyway. And bring Uncle Bob with you. You know? Bring Uncle Bob with you. I see I got my boy Tony in the chat room with me. What's good, Tony? Hey, I'm glad you can make it tonight, man. Oh, Lord have mercy. My boy Tony, I tell you, bring your friend that has a body. Tony, look, y'all. Tony say, if you can't come to the polls butt naked, bring a friend that does have a body that you can bring butt naked. Then we let you in. But make sure you vote. You know what I mean? Make sure you vote. Now, check it out, man. See, Tony brought hit me to these stories earlier in the week, so I got to say it again because, see, he couldn't go at him like I could. Here we go. There were some college students, man, up in one of the more great colleges. And so it was a fraternity, man. And so these cats, I don't know what's wrong with them. They done ran out of things to do. But they decided to have butt shots. That's right, y'all. I said butt shot. They putting alcohol in their butts and drinking. Now, let's really think about that. let's really, really think about that. Who's going to drink alcohol out of, I don't care what kind of fraternity when I'm playing. I'm not going nowhere near nobody, but especially not to drink. Especially not to drink no dang on alcohol. Man, can you imagine that? You think you drinking alcohol and the person got the squirts? Oh, that's so nasty. That's so nasty. You think you're drinking great alcohol, you come out with a muddy face. Oh, Lord have mercy. I tell you. I'm telling you. It's crazy. Hey, y'all remember that story a couple of Fridays ago about that guy with the 13 inches? Well, maybe they need to include him. Huh? What you think about that? Hey, use him to mix it up. Add a little protein and then drink it. Well, y'all tell you, boy, y'all crazy out there. Y'all crazy. I see you, Tony. I see you. Ooh, Lord have mercy. Y'all all so funny. And then there's another thing, man. This guy in Mississippi, man, he caught an 800-pound alligator. You hear me? 800-pound alligator. Number one, what you doing out in anywhere that has an 800-pound alligator in it? Number two, why are you trying to catch him? You know what I mean? Really? 800-pound alligator? Man, they crazy. They crazy. And they standing there sitting on the alligator. How you know the alligator was dead? His mouth was still open. Got reflexes, right? 800-pound alligator, man. That is just outrageous. But you know what y'all will do? Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's take Uncle Bob out there to the Mississippi and drop him in with the alligators. And if he come back, I mean, he was telling the truth. If he don't, oh, well, throw some grease in there and we keep going. Wow. You know what I mean? That's food for 10 years for him. Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. Because you know what, Tony? They say it's food for 10 years. Man, please. They going to mount that big joker and send him outside in the front yard. You know how them billies do. Quit playing. You know how them billies do. Mm-mm-mm. Lord have mercy. And you know what else happened, y'all? There was a two-headed snake. Now, here's what tripped me out. The snake had two heads, right? On one end was a head. On the other one was a head. Now, here we go. Here's what I'm going to say, y'all. Number one, which one is the male and which one is the female? Right? Number two, how do they use the bathroom? What, they just, and who signals who they got to use the bathroom first? Because if they connected, just think about that. They connected.
Doctor, what's happening?
And they decide they got to use the bathroom together. Now going to be one fat snake. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm just kidding. Wow. A two-headed snake, though. And you know what? You know, it's a lot of two-headed snakes walking around on two legs. Y'all need to know that. Don't worry about that one on the ground. You need to worry about the one that's walking around talking to you every day. Because there are some of them out there. Can you feel it? Hey, the mothership getting ready to hover a little bit. I feel it beginning to take off now. So I hope y'all ready. What y'all drinking out there tonight? Huh? Let me know what you're drinking for the show tonight. I told y'all tonight's show brought to you by Mickey's Ice Bruce Brewed Ale. Yeah. Yes, right. And it's about to do some things in here in a minute. I'm broadcasting live on from location in Jacksonville, Florida, y'all. And let me tell you about Jacksonville, Florida, y'all. It's my show. Let me tell you, y'all, this is what we got going on in Jacksonville, Florida. You know, Jacksonville, I love y'all. I really do. But I'm not understanding this thing about walking down the street with your hair all messed up. Stopping and asking for somebody for a nickel. What the hell you want a nickel for? What you want a nickel for? What you going to ask me for a nickel for? What you going to do? Buy some nickel bubble gum or something? You ain't going to buy no nickel bubble gum. Man. Oh, Lord have mercy. See, I got a heckler in here, y'all. I'm going to have to get her in a minute. She's a beautiful heckler, but I'm still going to get her. I tell you. Oh, Lord. Tony, what you drinking, man? What you and the wife drinking tonight? I know y'all drinking something, man. Well, you may be drinking. I don't know. She may be still be at work. Hey, man, that's Tony. He's a co-host. He's a host also on Blog Talk Radio. The family also needs support system. He has a website. He's on Amazon. He ride horseback. He can kill a He can barbecue a pig for you underground, and he can leap tall buildings in single bound. Oh, Lord. No, no, no. He don't do the Brokeback Mountain thing. Oh, Lord. I had to answer because somebody kept asking me that, man. Oh, Lord. Hey, somebody want to know if y'all know what riding bareback mean. So, from y'all, look, check this out. How do somebody comes from Pennsylvania know about riding a damn horse? You know what kind of horse they be riding, right? That one with that one eye. You know what? I need to stop talking like that because y'all crazy. Oh, Lord have mercy. You know what? I tell you, man, we are just having some fun around here today, you know. And check this out, y'all. Now, why do we have all kind of crazy things going on out there in the street, y'all? Yes, I'm going to talk. Boy, I see some of the girls. Hey, ladies, I got to ask y'all a question. Why do y'all go out there? Y'all spend 1,000 hours in the salon, letting somebody play in your hair, then you come out with a chia pet on top. What in the world is going on with that? Huh? That's right. Come out with a chia pet. They take a look at that. Remember last time I told y'all need somebody to tell you no on certain things? That's right. Because some of y'all, boy, I tell you, ooh, y'all need a whole crew to tell you no. You know what? I got a live audience tonight. They ain't trying to make excuses. Anyway, I'm trying to hear. It's my show. The live audience need to get drunk. Well, I tell you. See, why they bother me? I know. They tell you, oh, they're going to take the sponsorship. Oh, my. Isn't that? Wait a minute. They don't sponsor me anyway. How they going to take it from me? Lord have mercy. You see what I'm going to say? See what I'm saying? All right, y'all. We're going to take a short break because we got to pay some bills for real. For some people who really giving us something to talk about. Uh-oh. Tony, I didn't know you was on there, man. Oh, you just listening? All right. Well, I get you on in a little bit. Right now, we got to pay some bills. See y'all in three.
The Fans Organization has teamed up with Catfishing Company in Hearst, Texas for our first annual Feed the Hungry Food Drive. We are hosting this event on behalf of the North Texas Food Bank, and it will be held at Catfishing Company, located at 900 West Airport Freeway in Hearst, Texas, 76054. For directions to the event location, please call 817-581-3912. Or to contact the event organizers, you may do so by calling us here at FANS at 817-479-8299 locally or 888-419-6369 toll-free nationally. This event will be held on October 6th from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. and at that time we will be on location accepting perishable food items, cash donations, and orders for our nationally advertised FANS apparel, t-shirts, and hats. If you're not able to make the event, we understand, but you can still help out the kids and families in need by going to our website, www.fanss.org, and placing an order for your t-shirt and hat today, or by making a personal contribution on our website while you're there, both discreetly and securely. Every little bit counts, and for every dollar donated, that will result in 3 full meals for a child or family in need. Thanks for all your support, and we appreciate your generosity as well as helping us make this event a success, so please tell a friend.
Hey, Colleen Ford Hood, you looking for some barbecue, man, that'll fall off the bones? Some ribs, chicken, brisket, oh man, nice and smoked and delicious. If so, try Taste Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar. Located 1015 Adams Avenue in Fort Hood Road, just 2 minutes from the Fort Hood East Gate. Man, they have potato salad, mac and cheese, baked beans, coleslaw, collard greens. And if you're from Louisiana, yes, they have your rice and beans to go to. They even have Kool-Aid, sweet tea. And I mean, yes, I said Kool-Aid. Nothing like Kool-Aid. Now, if you rush for time, no problem. They even accept call-in orders. Just give them a call at 254-213-9660. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tastes Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar. Barbecue so good, you will come back for more. All right. Somebody done cheated, man. What's wrong with my commercials? They're supposed to play it all the way through. We only played one. Tony, what's up with that, man? That's your, you know what, Tony? That's not right. That's not right, Tony. Tony, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Man, what's up?
Man, that sound like you got some technical difficulties over there. You know, you sound like you got you in a room full of hecklers.
Look, I do have me a live audience tonight, and yet one of them heckling me like crazy.
You know, I could just imagine who that is, but I had to come on in here with the Brokeback Mountain comment. Nah, we don't play like that. No.
I know you don't. Tony, I know you don't play the Brokeback Mountain.
Hey, but you know what? It'd be fun to try at least once. I'm just joking. I'm just playing.
Tony?
I'm playing, man.
Because I'm about to say, try what?
My wife will be home in about 30 minutes. Yeah.
Look. We are not trying to broke back nothing. The broke wrist, the broke ankle. We ain't trying to do none of that.
We ain't doing no bareback right now. Nah, we ain't doing nothing with a B.
That's right. We not doing nothing with a B. Now she's trying to think of something with a C.
I know she is. What other letters we got in the alphabet?
I'm telling you. All right, Tony, tell me, give me something that happened to you, man.
Man, I'm knee high, man, and all the stuff going on for this food drive. So it's been a busy day.
Oh, cool. How's the drive coming?
It's going pretty good, man. We got our tax exemption, so I talked to the IRS the other day. They're happy.
The IRS. Oh, I need to go and see all of them. I need to round them up in one big country, and I need, you know, and just stand there with something and say, y'all need to talk to me.
Exactly. You know, you really ain't got to do that. Just don't pay your bill. They'll come look for you.
Well, I'm going to pay that. They just gave me my money. So, yeah, I need to stand there. You know, I need to go and see them folk.
Yeah, you know what? You go right ahead, man. I'll stand over here and wait.
Oh, see? You supposed to back up. What's up with that?
I don't want to see him face to face. You know, I see him from a dish.
Oh, Lord. Hey, check this out. Hey, you got an Uncle Bob, man. You got somebody like Uncle Bob. You know Uncle Bob?
Yeah, I got one of those.
See, Uncle Bob was supposed to help me co-host today. You know what I mean? I'm actually came to a location where I know he would be.
Oh, wow.
Talk about he don't remember.
Oh, you sitting over by the liquor store?
Yeah, I'm sitting over by the liquor store, man.
Just checking.
I may go on to get Drunky Bob to come over.
Hey, you go right ahead. Don't thought no won't be none.
Yeah, look, you know they always want to hug you and say, hello, how you doing?
Uh-huh.
Hey, bro, what you going on? You got a nickel? What you going to do with a nickel, man?
You know, ain't nothing you can do with a nickel right about now. You can't even do half of a phone call for
Hey, I got a question for you, Tony.
Yes, sir.
Hey, listeners, I got a question for y'all, and I want y'all to let me know what y'all think, okay? If a person is 102 years old, why the hell are we having a damn birthday party? Ain't like all their friends still living. Then I lit them up.
Wow. Well, I mean, I can't even answer that. I mean, I guess it's better to have a eulogy. It costs less.
Yeah, a eulogy would be. Yeah, a pre-eulogy.
I mean, you can actually get a cake at the Walmart for like $12, you know.
Wow.
Not $1,200.
Hey, I know what we call it. A casket coffin viewing party.
Well, I mean, you could actually have a birthday party, but then you could actually do something like it's either choose. You got a birthday party or you got a moving party. I'm just saying.
You just saying.
I mean, if you up to community service and stuff like that, do a little something like that, go for it.
Okay.
Yeah, I ain't into manual labor, man. I don't lift caskets on a regular basis.
Oh, that's why you have it. That's why you have it in the waiting room or the funeral parlor, man.
Oh, bam! You got me.
Yeah, that's
why
you have it. And so
once
you have it there, it's easy. See, then everybody be nowhere to come, and then just in case they have a heart attack or something, you won't have to have the body move because it's right there.
Wow, you really thought that out? That's a damn shame.
I know, right? That is a shame, ain't it? So, in order to do that, now y'all make sure y'all have the party at the person's favorite funeral parlor.
You gonna make me go Google now? Let me break out the phone book.
Oh Lord, that person. Hey, I'm just saying. I mean, it's just something I thought about. You know?
Imagine that.
Then I lived all their friends. So who coming?
I mean, I think it's a brilliant idea, though. I mean, if you really think about it, they did outlive all their friends.
Yeah.
I think you should have it at Chuck E. Cheese, and have a whole bunch of kids running around,
oh,
and
no.
just have a hearse outside waiting for them. Yeah.
I ain't say nobody no Chuck E. Cheese and no hearse.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know,
yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese, get a piece of pizza, and you'll be good.
Hey, check this out. When you go down to Clean Man,
uh-huh.
stop by the barbecue place and get some red Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I heard about that, man. A place that got Kool-Aid. That's what's
yeah,
up.
A red Kool-Aid. Hey, check it out. And tell them that's what they're going to give you free for telling listen to the show, a cup of red food Kool-Aid.
Now, like, that's a deal.
I say, man, y'all make sure you have a lot of red Kool-Aid.
Wow.
Why people can't say strawberry or cherry? Why it's got to be red?
Yeah, because we in the South.
That's what it is, because we in the South. We call it red Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I'm not saying, you know, it's a Southern thing and nothing like that. I don't know nobody sending me no hate mail, but truth is, you know, we in the South, so things have colors down here.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm just saying, you can run with it where you want to run. Go ahead, Forrest. Get on your sneakers.
Run, Forrest, run.
Yeah, exactly. Get on your sneakers.
Hey, you got the ceiling fan on? Hey, y'all need to turn them ceiling fans on because, you know, we got to get on the mothership here in a little while. And they said, what time it is? Okay, we got 30 minutes before the mothership takes off. So y'all gonna get them drinks refilled now and get them ceiling fans turned on, because y'all know the mothership is about to ride.
See, that's
what's up right there, Eddie Tony. That's what's up.
As long as you got the Grand Funk on the mothership, we good.
Yeah, of course. The mothership, man, once it takes off, ooh, man, halfway point, oh, we cruising there.
Let's cruise. I'm game. Yeah.
You game?
Get some red Kool-Aid on the mothership.
Yeah, y'all. Hey, that's right. Go in the kitchen and make some red Kool-Aid. Y'all ain't got a red Kool-Aid? No problem. Wait till this next Friday. Then y'all make sure we all drink red Kool-Aid together at the lifting off of the mothership. That's what I'm talking about. And you put a little Thunderbird in it, too. Give it a little fire. Oh, Lord have mercy. You know, y'all crazy, man. Y'all crazy.
Sound like somebody done drank some Kool-Aid already.
No, not yet, man. I'm trying to get to the Kool-Aid, but not yet.
Oh, go ahead, man. What's taking you so long?
Because, man, you know, the show tonight is sponsored by Mickey Ice.
Mickey Ice.
So I have to, like, drink that for right now.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Now I understand. I got you.
You got me?
I got you.
Okay. You got me?
Mickey Ice,
hey,
and all.
Look, I got a question.
Yes,
I understand the thing is to wear wife beaters now. Okay? I understand that. You know, I've given up and said that's what they walk around. But why do these jokes? They don't know their wife beaters be dirty when they be standing out there on the corner.
They might have got finished beating their wife.
I mean, but they be kind of dingy, too. I mean, just dingy. Dingy, white, and dirty.
You know what we need to do? Huh. You know what we need to get sponsors, you and me. We need to go get a sponsor, Tide, and have Tide give us some of those travel pack, you know, washing powder thing. And everybody that we see with a dirty wife beater on, we give them a thing of Tide and a bottle of water.
And a bottle of water.
Yeah. I think it's a damn good idea.
That is a damn good idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
And all you got to do is just tell them. The instructions on the outside, just jump up and down and touch yourself, and you'll be all right.
Jump up and down and touch yourself. Okay, Tony, I don't know if I want to know where you want them to touch themselves.
I'm just saying. Man, I live down there, man. I know what the hood is, man.
Look, I got it. Put two of them together and get that two-head snake with the group that wants to drink the alcohol out the booty, plus add the 13-inch guy into it, and now you got your party.
Man, that two-head snake, that's a trip right there, bro.
Well, that's the same as a two-head deer, though, right?
Sorry.
Except for they alive and they got tongues, so...
I feel you. Like I say, man, it's just like God got a sense of humor, man. He just like, okay, how y'all gonna catch this one? Good luck.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's pretty funny to me.
Hilarious. Hey, you know what I thought about, man? You know, when we go to like wakes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what we need to do? We need to pass the pan around. We need to pass the compilation plate around.
Okay. Because
you know what? I'm going to tell you why, y'all, we should do that. Because you know how many people show up at somebody's wake that owe them money? See what I'm saying? So, in that case, you can get the money back that was owed. You know, because now you pass the plate around. Ain't nobody going to be bad enough because they're going to feel bad already and they're going to put some money in the plate. See what I'm saying?
Story.
That's right. And to really make them guilty, let's have a minister standing at the entrance giving them a communion.
Oh. And then everybody just start humming. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
Can I get a witness up in here?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you. I'm telling you, man. See, there's things people don't think about.
I agree.
You know, they don't think about that. And you'd be like, golly. I mean, I thought about it, though. I know I shouldn't have been there thinking about it, but that's what I thought. You know what? And they don't even have collections plate in the funeral homes. What kind of mess is that?
I don't think they should.
Well,
I mean, I'm just saying, though. I don't really think they should have a collection plate at a funeral home during a eulogy and they passing it around with some wafer thins and some great Kool-Aid. Come on now.
Okay, all right, all right. Hey, you ever been to a funeral, man, and you got this choir up there that's so raggedy and sorry? You wish they was in a casket instead of a dead person.
That's funny right there.
No. Look, you got that one person singing all out that think they are the bomb, and the rest of them you're looking at her like, will you please hurry up and shut up? Then you got the piano player and the organ looking at the choir like, what y'all singing? Because you ain't on the right key with me. And the audience just clapping, trying to do something to keep busy from laughing at them.
So they trying to drown them out.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Well, maybe if we clap louder, they might be able to hear us.
Mm-hmm. That's funny, man. Oh, yeah. And you know, you got these local pastors now that want to be Fred Hammond in the crew. So they up there trying to direct the choir and trying to sing. Nobody want
to
hear you.
See, they need to go ahead and hire up a choir director, you know, and stop trying to be multitasking.
Yeah, you're right. You are absolutely right.
I'm just saying, you know, everybody's got a place, and that probably might not be your place there, sir.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Lord, I tell you. You know what, though? It's just crazy, man. You know, like, I saw something the other day, man. This girl walked up to us, right? And we looking at her like, okay, who are you? And she's like, hey, do you have a dime? What you doing with a dime? Well, I mean, really, a dime? What the hell you about, Jolly Rancher? it's apparent that you a crackhead. You know, but a dime?
she might have had a scratch-off lottery ticket.
No.
And she needed to scratch it.
Look, speaking of scratch-off, how come you borrow, y'all, I'm going to ask you, how do you borrow money to go buy a lottery ticket? Your ass already broke. So now you borrow money you can use something else to go and buy a lottery ticket that you ain't going to win anyway.
That's a good damn question.
I'm telling you. I mean, you're already broke. Really?
That's a good question. I agree with that.
See what I'm saying? Wow. Just downright, man. Some of the things that people do. You know? Good Lord. Tony, you going to broadcast live from the voting booth, man?
You know what? I really thought about doing that. But the only thing that's wrong with that is my show isn't the type of show that I can say what I want to say.
Oh, well. Mine is.
Exactly. So how about you broadcast live and I just get on it with you?
Okay. Hey, no problem. That's what I plan to do. And I'm going to see how many people go out there and come vote naked.
If I see somebody vote naked, man, we're going to have problems.
Look, y'all.
There's a lot of old people where I live.
Okay. You know what? If you're old, if you got back fat, if you got front fat, if you got neck fat, it don't matter. Just come butt necking and vote. November 6th. Because they're not going to turn us around because there's so many of them, they're going to be in shock.
Let my people go.
Look, some of them going to be in awe.
Could you imagine those little old ladies out there that's at that voting booth trying to do their little, you know, community service for the government,
man,
looking at all these naked folks popping up?
Man, some of them probably getting some phone numbers. They look like the ones I know.
Nowadays, ain't no telling.
Heck yeah, without a doubt. Oh, Lord, well, I tell you, you just outright crazy. You know, I was going to put my heckler on, but she done got involved in a whole different conversation right now. But you know what? I'm going to get on here.
Uh-oh.
So we're going to take a short break, Tony, and we're going back. We're going to have this heckler on here so she can tell her part of Fun Friday.
Yay. I'm excited.
Yay. All right. See you in about 3 minutes. And my commercials better play right this time, Tony.
Yeah, if they don't, then you have to call somebody that know how to do them better.
Oh, whatever. Hey, they were working fine a minute ago.
Until I popped up.
Yeah, I know, right? All right. See you in three.
The fans organization has teamed up with Catfishing Company in Hearst, Texas for our first annual Feed the Hungry food drive. We are hosting this event on behalf of the North Texas Food Bank, and it will be held at Catfishing Company, located at 900 West Airport Freeway in Hearst, Texas, 76054. For directions to the event location, please call 817-581-3912. Or to contact the event organizers, you may do so by calling us here at FANS at 817-479-8299 locally, or 888-419-6369 toll-free nationally. This event will be held on October 6th from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m., and at that time, we will be on location accepting perishable food items, cash donations, and orders for our nationally advertised FANS apparel, t-shirts, and hats. If you're not able to make the event, we understand, but you can still help out the kids and families in need by going to our website, www.fanss.org, and placing an order for your t-shirt and hat today, or by making a personal contribution on our website while you are there, both discreetly and securely. Every little bit counts, and for every dollar donated, that will result in 3 full meals for a child or family in need. Thanks for all your support, and we appreciate your generosity as well as helping us make this event a success, so please tell a friend.
Hey, Colleen Ford Hood. You looking for some barbecue, man, that'll fall off the bones? Some ribs, chicken, brisket. Oh, man, nice and smoked and delicious. If so, try Taste Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar. Located 1015 Adams Avenue in Fort Hood Road, just 2 minutes from the Fort Hood East Gate. Man, they have potato salad, mac and cheese, baked beans, coleslaw, collard greens. And if you're from Louisiana, yes, they have your rice and beans to go to. They even have Kool-Aid, sweet tea. And I mean, yes, I said Kool-Aid. Nothing like Kool-Aid. Now, if you rush for time, no problem. They even accept call-in orders. Just give them a call at 254-213-9660. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tasting like more barbecue and snack bar. Barbecue so good, you will come back for more.
That's right, barbecue so good, you will.
You know what? I'm from Burlington, I ain't going to get
the hey, make sure you go back and get some of that red Kool-Aid, man. In fact, take your own big, gigantic cup. That way you get more. It's free because you're talking.
Great Kool-Aid! Great Kool-Aid, I want great Kool-Aid!
Okay, Mr. Bill, no. All right, but you know what? Here we go. We've been putting Crazy Chris on the line now. Here go Crazy Chris, y'all. And that's right. Since Uncle Bob didn't show up, I recruited Crazy Chris.
That's right, you are ex-military recruiting.
Yeah, shut up, Tony. Look, we gonna see what Crazy Chris got. So, with no further ado, y'all, we're going to give it to Crazy Chris and see what she can see. She's been talking noise in the background now. I'm going to give her a microphone and let her see what she got to say. All right, here she go. Crazy Chris.
Why I got this now?
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Bob.
Bob, what's a Bob?
No, this is Tony. How you doing?
Oh, how you doing, Tony?
I'm good.
Okay. I tell you what. Am I live? Everybody
yes,
listening
live.
To me?
Yep, you live.
Have you ever been to somebody's house and you really had to go? I mean, really had to go. Not one, but two. And you know what? You're holding, hoping you get home, but you just can't. And you know you have to go in that person's bathroom and blow it up. Well, you know what you can do? As seen on Dr. Oz. Just a little drop of dew. And you know what? There's no smell. He likes me now. Bye.
Oh, man.
I'm sitting here with my mouth open, dog. What the hell just happened?
I told you that was crazy, Chris.
What kind of people you hang out with?
I tell you, man. I tell you.
You gonna make me get in my car and come to Killeen for an intervention?
I'm in Jacksonville, man.
Oh, you in Jacksonville still?
Yeah, I'm down here with the crazy folk.
That explains it. Damn Panther fans, that explains it.
Damn what?
Panther fans, that explains it.
Ain't nobody down here like no damn Panther.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
You over the Jaguars,
right.
Baby.
Well, it's a cat. It's the same damn thing.
Well, beat them little sorry cowgirls. Or you ain't like the girls. You know what? I can't say nothing because you like them girl Vikings, but they beat my team this year, so I can't say nothing. It shouldn't have happened, but it did.
There you go. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, but did.
Yeah. Whatever. You know what? I went to the shop the other day with my stepmom, right? And I got a question. I saw some drawers so freaking big. Now, this was women panties. I saw some women panties so big. Man, you could use them things for a tent and slept comfortably. Hey, look, I ain't talking about no period panties either.
Wow.
I'm talking about these things that could cover a house.
Wow. They got them in leopard print.
Huh?
They got them in leopard print.
No. No, they like had on the back. You know how long that word sexy was?
You're bringing sexy. I'm not sexy.
Yeah.
Damn. If sexy is that damn big, I'd rather have ugly.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. Oh, Lord. I said, my goodness.
Like, baby, try these on. It's sexy too damn big. Let's try to see what ugly look like.
Oh, Lord. Have you ever noticed, man? Look, you have one of them skinny girls be with them big girls, but the big girl be cuter than the skinny girl.
Yeah.
Did it get mad because the big girl get all the attention?
Yeah.
I
know where you're coming from on that one. Cause ooh wee. Mm-hmm. I like me a big girl, but good lord.
You know what? You crazy.
Look like you missing a couple letters between them draws. Cause that's just too damn long to be one word. Tell it like it is.
You never lie, man.
I'm telling you.
Hey, you ever seen that one walking down the street and be having to have that body boom bam, you know, and turn around and she ain't got no teeth? All the teeth gone.
Uh-huh.
And first thing you wonder is, how the hell does she eat?
Well, that might be the problem right
look,
there.
Look, have you ever seen anybody with no teeth eat a piece of chicken, man?
That's
you talking about. Look, if you fucking that chicken up, you hear me? They mess that chicken up.
See, it's not the chicken that's the problem. It's the noises that they make that's the problem. It's like, can you breathe while you're eating that chicken? Sound like you done snorted a thing, chicken in your nose.
No, we got a whole nother conversation going on in the background. See?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, they don't be, no. See, look, they don't be around during the daytime when I have the serious conversation. They want to have it at night, see? You see? Now she
hey.
When we're talking about you riding bareback and being broke back.
Hi, Miss Parker.
He said, hi, Miss Parker. Oh, man. You know what?
My name is Miss Parker.
He said, Parker.
tell her, I know she's seen Friday. Don't play.
Yeah, she's seen Friday. She know who Miss Parker is. Yeah, you know Miss Parker. Yeah, you know who Miss Parker is. You know what, man? Speaking of, let me see. Check this out. I was in the store, right? and somebody came around the corner. First, they ain't have no neck. That was the bad part about it, right? Then they had a big bowling ball-shaped head, all right? Then to top it off, you know what else happened? They had on a short, tiny blue dress. So you know what that made them look like? Then they had short arms.
What?
Yeah, they had short arms, too.
Wow. It looked like a pterodactyl.
They did look like a
plane. Hope you ain't got to wipe your butt no time soon. Just saying. That's a shitty situation. I'm just saying. Oh, man. Oh, goodness gracious.
I can't do that. You're good.
I'm good. I'm
good. That is funny. Oh, Lord, that person. You know what?
What's
up? I had something, and I can't find what I had that I needed.
Uh-oh.
I know, right?
Oh,
you know. I think I found it. Oh, Lord, have mercy. So, Tony, tell me, what else going on with you, man?
Man, I just got a lot of stuff moving on. We about to get a new house. Okay. We are actually looking into that. We found a 4-bedroom house that we like.
Uh-huh.
We got that moving around. We got actually a couple Fortune 500 sponsors for our toy drive.
Uh huh.
We haven't even started the paperwork on that as far as figuring out what we're gonna do.
Right.
But we already got a couple sponsors, big boys that want to be a part of it. So.
All right. Well, see, with your type of your organization, yeah, that's a great thing.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That is a great, great thing.
Yeah, but other than that, man, don't tell her I told you. I'll tell you, yeah, my wife might be, we might be having a little one coming.
Oh, wow.
But, that's great news. But we'll find out here in a little bit. She's a little bit late. Don't tell her because...
You done told everybody.
I done told everybody, because she don't listen to your show, really. So, I can say it on here. She ain't going to go... No, she ain't gonna go back and play it.
Oh, okay.
So, she like, how you do that thing on the radio thing? So it's easy for me to say it on her.
Oh, okay.
But
wow.
So we waiting to find out what's going on with that. Other than that, man, we just relaxing.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. I tell you, see, they bother me again now.
I hear him.
Uh-huh, see? I did nothing. They tripping over here, man.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we actually looking into getting a physical location, too. So, there's a lot of stuff going on, man. It's a lot of stuff.
Oh, trying to hear what y'all talking about. One, two. See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, what?
Why y'all up in my business for sure?
That's right, ain't got drinking my red Kool-Aid. No red Kool-Aid.
Why y'all up in my Kool-Aid for?
Oh, Lord, that person. I don't know, they're going to make me want to drink some blue Kool-Aid.
Ain't y'all supposed to be talking to y'all selves? Sure.
All right, y'all. Check it out, y'all. We got... 7 minutes before the mothership get ready to take flight, y'all. So if you're not on board, you need to go on and get on board. Go on and get that special glass of drink you've been drinking on. I don't care. It's a beer. It's wine. It's whatever.
Come along and ride on us.
Tony. No, bro.
I got you. Fantastic voyage. Oh, suck it up in there.
Look, no, Tony, that's okay.
You need to put some background music up in here, man.
Oh, you know what, Tony? I got some background music, man. I'm going to play it in a minute.
Well, song about it, like the hit, here go.
Yeah. I know, right? You're going to be like, here it is. Look, I, you know what I think? people, they don't want to listen to my show no more. Of course, I did put out the show wouldn't be on the air to the 10.
Oh, see, that's the problem.
Well, see, no. Because actually and really, that's a good possibility. I just had some free time tonight.
Gotcha. Yeah.
You know how we do. We get some free time. We got to do what we got to do.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's right, y'all. So if I want to play my show this time of night, that's what I'm going to do because it's my show. That's right.
It's my party and I cry if I want to. Oh, sorry, man. What the hell?
Tony, if you start crying on my show, you do. You know what? You know, you are through.
You
for
are
real.
The father. That'll make you cry. Let me quit.
Yeah, especially if the baby ugly.
Hey, you know what? I love all childrens. I love them all.
I love them all too. Don't mean they don't look good.
Hey, you know what? They smell beautiful. Well, sometimes.
Wow. That is downright crazy. That is downright crazy.
Yes,
let me
it
see.
Is. But it's okay.
You know what, though? I get a lot of people who just listen after the fact. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah. But that's okay. Because I enjoy talking to myself. It lets me get some things off my chest that I really need to get off.
If you got some stuff on your chest, man, that's a whole different conversation. Just saying.
Well, if I got some stuff on my chest, believe me, it's the right stuff.
Well, what happened was, Tony, Tony Hale, I don't want to know.
Nope. It wasn't me. It was Uncle Bob, man. Uncle Bob didn't show up, so he left me with all the stuff.
Wow. So what were you going to talk to Uncle Bob about?
Huh?
What are you going to talk to Uncle Bob about?
Say what?
What were you going to talk to Uncle Bob about?
Uncle Bob, man, Uncle Bob has been banned from 3 states.
Really?
Yeah, he's just been banned.
Well, that's probably why he ain't on the radio show. He probably banned from the one you went.
No, not if he was already here.
Well, anything can happen in 24 hours.
Oh, Lord. Hold on. I think Crazy Chris want to say something else.
Oh, some more words for the wise.
Yeah. All right. Y'all, once again, here she is, the lady with the mostest. Crazy Chris.
Hello? Are we live?
Hello.
We're
live. Yes.
Me.
You.
Stranded. Stuck to the toilet bowl. What do you do when you're stranded and without a roll? Act like a man, wipe with your hand. And now, back to your regular programming.
Wow.
Oh, Lord, how is it?
Special. Special. I like her.
Yeah, okay. You like Crazy Chris.
I like
me
her.
Too. Me too.
I like her. It keeps everything interesting.
Oh, well, tell me about it.
Stranded, you know, when you're stuck to the toilet bowl.
Toilet bowl. I never been stranded on the toilet bowl. Well, yeah. You know how you get there and that turd just won't come out? And it's like in between.
Well, I don't really feel comfortable talking about my shitting habits with you tonight, sir.
Oh, whatever. Hell, we didn't talk about toilet bowls and everything else. We're going to talk
well,
about
shitting.
Well, let's
do it.
Habits.
Yeah, and you know what? The ones that stick and to the hair.
Look, the ones stick to the hair. Look, I don't know about nothing sticking to the hair.
I just figured I'd try to help you out with your situation.
No, I don't know about sticking to the hair. I'm talking about the one that get halfway out and just sits there, and you don't want to scrunch your butt and cut it off because that's wiping for you.
Well, what that's called is prairie dogging.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on back there?
That's right. It's fun Friday.
I can't hear him. Tell him bring himself to the mic.
No.
I'm gonna laugh too.
No. You know what? I need to plug the machine up here. Hey, wait a minute, Tony.
You about to run out of battery.
Tony, what you doing, man?
I ain't doing nothing, man.
Yes, you are, Tony.
What I do?
What time the clock say, Tony?
It is 9 o'clock on the dessert.
That's right, y'all. It's 9 o'clock, y'all. It's time, y'all. It's time. Oh, yeah, it's 10 o'clock here. I forgot. I'm on the East Coast. My clock say 9 o'clock, so it's okay. Now, you know what time that means then? That means it's time to get that ship up and rolling. Oh, Lord. See, now she talking about how to do this, see? All right, y'all. Y'all ready? Here we go. We should go on to bring it on up here. Wait a minute. I got to set it right. Here we go. So now get the music going. All right, y'all. There it is. All right. Just sit back. Look up at those ceiling fans and watch the fan blades spin. That's right. So now as the fans speed, can you notice, do you see the mothership getting ready to roll? Yeah, so now what you want to do is slowly take that glass, put it to your mouth, and just turn it up. And as you turn it up, just get ready, because we coming. Oh, yeah. And enjoy the nice music as we celebrate the rising of the mothership. Yes. And we'll be taking Isis and Shazam and Mr. Green Jeans with us on the trip.
And Cletus.
Oh, yeah, let's not forget about Cletus. Also, as the plate comes around, please don't be stingy. You can send your $5 donation to a P.O. box. Give me your money. In crazy bills. That's right, Joe. Oh, that's right. Because the mothership needs some gas. Man, gas price is so freaking high. You know that?
Pretty damn.
Huh?
Pretty damn.
Put it down.
Pretty damn high.
I know. Oh, Lord have mercy. It's just crazy, man.
Ooh. You are crazy, bro.
You know how some people watch the soap opera and they give their left arm just to watch the soap opera? They don't care. They just watch the soap opera. Why?
Yeah.
Why? In a couple of weeks, they have the same plot going on again with different people.
Yeah, different weapons. It's like the game of Risk or Clue. That's the game, Clue.
Huh?
It's the game of Clue. You got to figure out who's going to get killed with the candlesticks.
No, on this one, you just figure out who's going to sleep with who.
There you go. As my bed turns.
Yeah. Or as my coochie twitches.
You are wrong for that one.
Okay. Okay, how about as the STD spreads?
But that you might
know
what work.
Look. You ever notice, though, they sleep with everybody on the soap opera and none of them come up with nothing. They get up rich.
Things that make you go hmm.
Just go hmm. I know.
I mean,
right?
they come up with kids. I mean, you know.
I know, right?
And then you wonder why they got kicked off the show. Hmm.
I know, right?
Well, what had happened was.
Oh Lord, have mercy. I know they just going crazy, man. Wow. You know what? That music plays sound pretty good in the background.
It does.
Man, look, Crazy Chris looking at me. She must wanted to say something. You know what I mean? Let me see. Man, you know what? I wonder. See? Now they talking about food again. Look, I'm going to take a short break. We got to get your commercial running again.
All right, man.
I'll see you back in. Huh?
Sounds good. I appreciate you.
All right. You going to stay around?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
All right. All right, y'all, we're going to take a short break to pay some bills. And listen, y'all can listen to what Tony got going on. And we'll catch y'all in about 3 minutes. You know, but wait a minute. You know what? Well, I don't know what's going on, man, because this thing be acting crazy. But here we go, here we go, here we go.
The Fans Organization has teamed up with Catfishing Company in Hearst, Texas for our first annual Feed the Hungry Food Drive. We are hosting this event on behalf of the North Texas Food Bank, and it will be held at Catfishing Company, located at 900 West Airport Freeway in Hearst, Texas, 76054. For directions to the event location, please call 817-581-3912, or to contact the event organizers, you may do so by calling us here at FAN at 817-479-8299 locally, or 888-419-6369 toll-free nationally. This event will be held on October 6th from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m., and at that time we will be on location accepting perishable food items, cash donations, and orders for our nationally advertised FANS apparel, t-shirts, and hats. If you're not able to make the event, we understand, but you can still help out the kids and families in need by going to our website, www.fanss.org, and placing an order for your t-shirt and hat today, or by making a personal contribution on our website while you're there, both discreetly and securely. Every little bit counts, and for every dollar donated, that will result in 3 full meals for a child or family in need. Thanks for all your support, and we appreciate your generosity as well as helping us make this event a success. So please tell a friend.
Hey, Colleen Ford Hood, you looking for some barbecue, man, that'll fall off the bones? Some ribs, chicken, brisket. Oh, man, nice and smoked and delicious. If so, try Taste Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar. Located 1015 Adams Avenue in Fort Hood Road, just 2 minutes from the Fort Hood East Gate. Man, they have potato salad, mac and cheese, baked beans, coleslaw, collard greens. And if you're from Louisiana, yes, they have your rice and beans to go to. They even have Kool-Aid, sweet tea. And I mean, yes, I said Kool-Aid. Nothing like Kool-Aid. Now, if you rush for time, no problem. They even accept call-in orders. Just give them a call at 254-213-9660. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tastes Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar. Barbecue so good, you will come back for more. Well, y'all ain't know I made that commercial right there, y'all. That's right. I need the music and everything. And you know what?
Remember, that commercial raggedy, but I'm working on it.
I did. That sounds
did
all right, man.
No,
I did it. I did all myself.
That's right. And you know what? I'm still working on some things. I'm going to get it right.
Do your thing, bro. Do your thing.
Man.
Sounds
oh,
good,
man.
And I'm proud of you.
You know what? I got to I downloaded a couple more programs. Oh, man, it's going to be the bomb. But I'll let you know. If I can send them to you, I will.
Sounds good. Share the news.
Heck yeah. But anyway, what are we going to talk about for this last hour, man? We got 51 minutes left. What are we going to talk about? Let's talk about men. Uh-oh. Here we go. You go crazy, Chris, y'all.
Dum da dum dum.
Okay. Yes, I know I am crazy, but there is some seriousness. And the seriousness right now is that our men, they are not taking care of themselves. And it's up to us women to make sure that we don't lose our men. Our men are not only going through prostate problems, but also diabetes, and other illnesses that if they would just get to the doctor in time, it could be arrested. We need to hold on to the men that we have now. And the only way that we can do that, ladies, is to, you know, take our men to the doctor and make sure that they are properly looked after, and also properly fed. So that's real talk.
All right, your public service announcement for the night. We ain't having no more of that bullshit.
gonna arrest the prostrate. Now my question is, who gonna stick their hand up there and put the handcuffs on it?
My stomach hurt. Hold on, man.
Oh Lord, that was. You know what though? See, all
it sounded good though.
I know that was like, look that was good. That you know what? That was what I just told her. We gonna do a commercial on that. We really are, because that's some good info right there.
But I'm just laughing at the arrested part.
I know, right? Hey y'all, that's right. And it's okay, y'all, because you're gonna feel a little violated. All right.
Yeah.
The key is, do not look behind when he starts lubing up them gloves.
Oh damn. See, I'm so glad I ain't gotta deal with that just yet.
I know,
it's
right?
Him.
What you mean
you know
just
what?
Yet?
Just yet. I ain't old enough.
You ain't old enough.
I ain't old enough like you.
What the hell are you talking about, Tony? I'm not old.
See, exactly. Neither am I.
So what you talking about? Oh, you been in the military.
My
look,
prostate
don't,
check don't come yet.
Look, don't act like you're exempt now. You been in the military. You done got the glove.
See, I was a civilian investigator for the military, so I never did. See, I was smart.
You were smart.
Yeah, I was smart. I never got in the military. I was actually just an investigator for CID. I worked for the DOD, but I didn't get, military. I just got the ranking.
Whatever.
Hey, I still love you, though.
See, he's a perpetrator of the military cause, y'all. He's a perpetrator.
No, I was protecting the the families over there. I'm good.
Oh, you're protecting the families?
Yeah, I was protecting all the families at the bases and stuff like that. I was government profiling for terrorists.
Oh.
Yes. See, so I did play my part. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Hey, y'all know what? Y'all know what? I haven't sung a song for y'all tonight. It's
yeah,
not that time. I miss my song singing for y'all. Okay, y'all. Here you go. You know, I do at least three of for y'all for tonight. So here you go, the first song. Y'all ready? All right, here we go. One, two, three, and. Damn, that was a good song, wasn't it?
That was a good song, bro.
That was a good song right there, man. That's top 10 stuff there.
Sad part is, I was singing one in my head.
See? I wasn't even singing that, so it didn't
like,
matter.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, Lord have mercy. You know what? They're trying to figure out who I'm talking about because I got my headphones on. You know what? Check this out. I done forgot how to work the regular speakers and microphone on this dang old laptop. You know what?
You forgot.
Yeah, I forgot, man. Because you know when you hit Skype, you know, they tell you, well, you got this done, you got that done. But you know what? It's all good.
You know what?
What?
Man, we need to get you back on the air.
I am back on the air. What you need me back on the air for?
You know what, don't forget how to do it. That's like riding a bicycle.
Well, see, I got the rig to where, you know, I can hook two or three headphones up and, you know, they can listen too. But for some reason, I think I brought the wrong thing with me. Yeah, so that's kind of creating an issue. But I brought the hookup with me. I just didn't bring it here.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey,
check this out, man. Okay. You have one of them farts. And instead of the fart going straight out, it rolls up the crack of your ass. And you'd be walking, feeling the air coming through.
Wow. Yeah,
And you know what? Here's the thing. Sometimes it feels good, too. You're like, ooh. you be like, oh, that's how air flows. Oh, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, buddy. You,
Lord,
wow.
I know, right?
That's beautiful. It's like that that Mufasa, say it again. Yeah, there you go.
I know. You know what?
Wow.
I tell you. And then what you do, you have some people out there, and they have their little hair tied up so tight, they pull their head, they're pulling their skin on their forehead back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the eyes be all jacked up.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Jamie Lee Curtis, a good-looking white woman.
Is she now?
Yeah, with her old ass. She got to you got to believe 75.
Close. Something like that. Something like that, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, she's still sexy. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Man. Hey, you ever been around somebody who just can't speak right, no matter what they do?
Yes.
You have? And every time you try and correct them, they keep saying it bad.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. But you know what you do? You write a note to them.
Is that how you do it?
Hey, you have to write them a note. That way they can't speak. Just write them a note. They can just read it to themselves. Now, if you got one of the ones that just got to say something, then, yeah, you may have the issue.
That might be a problem.
Oh, yes,
I agree.
I mean, it may be a big, big problem. You know, I think I'm going to join me a motorcycle gang. I'm going to have to get I'm going to get my bicycle out. But, yeah, I'm going to join the motorcycle gang. I'm just going to, be riding my bicycle, though.
Where the hell did that epiphany come from?
Well, I don't know, man. I guess thinking about prostate, my way of riding a motorcycle, then you're going to get fucked up. Heck yeah. Because, eventually you're going to get what?
Fuck.
Somebody going to run up in you, whether it's that concrete or the man. Uh-huh. You leaving that one alone, huh?
My phone rang. I'm sorry, I missed it.
Oh, too late.
I missed it. I apologize. Hey. I know. I ain't good for nothing.
Hey, Honey Doodle got her own show, man.
You Honey Doodle?
Oh, I'm sorry. She's Honey Boo Boo. I call her Honey Doodle.
Who the hell is that?
The little short, white, fat little girl who got a nasty family on TV. Yeah. You ain't never seen them. Got to get my money, honey.
Oh,
and
no.
She be in the pageants and stuff, and her mom and them just let her go, man.
No. I ain't seen Honey Boo Boo, Doo Doo, whatever.
I bet your wife know who she is.
She might.
Yeah. But I mean, she's just crazy, man. You be like, really? Really, really, really? But it's okay. You know what? It's all right. And how do people wash clothes? Then they come out to dry, and it's just as dirty as it was when you went in.
I agree. I've had that question. It's just like losing socks in the laundry. I had that question too.
Look. Or you take it, put it in the washer. The washer's so broke, you know it's not going to clean nothing.
I agree.
Oh, Lord have mercy. And you mean, what's really going on?
Yep.
You know what? That is crazy.
I agree. I wonder that all the time, bro.
Oh, Lord have mercy. You know. Oh.
So how long you'll be out there?
Oh. You know, it's just put it this way. Depends on what I got going on next week. I may throw some shows in. But Friday, I don't know. Fun Friday may not happen because I may be in the air this time next week. So
next year.
Next
Damn,
week, man.
You in a whole calendar year. What is it, leap year? Just saying.
It's a
Damn.
Mickey's ice. That was a Mickey's ice year.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's what it was.
I'm like, damn, we only in September. This dude done went a whole 15 months ahead.
Man, you know how many people I make happy if I told them I was staying a whole year?
Oh,
Lord. But you know how many I make mad? he would definitely be talking about he moving here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy, you got to do that.
Mm-hmm. But you know what, Tony? I think I'm about to end the show now.
All right, my man.
I done ran out of material.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. All right, man. Appreciate you.
All right, no problem, bro.
All right. Have a good one, Tony.
You too, man.
Later. Oh, yeah. I may actually be broadcasting from this voter registration place tomorrow. They got going up here. You know, I'm going to take my equipment up there and see if they can get a connection or something, and then we go from there.
All right. Sounds good, man.
All right, man. Have a good one.
All right.
Enjoy your weekend.
Yep. Later.
All right, y'all. The mothership is about to come in for the night. Because y'all know why? I'm tired. Y'all ain't talking to me. Hey, I want to thank Tony, though, from Families Also Need Support System. Hey, he always got my back and I got his. That's right. So what we going to do right about now, we going to go ahead and get the bills paid one last time. Then you come back, we're going to go and close the day on the show. All right? So with nothing said, let me go and close. Here come the commercials.
The Fans Organization has teamed up with Catfishing Company in Hearst, Texas for our first annual Feed the Hungry Food Drive. We are hosting this event on behalf of the North Texas Food Bank, and it will be held at Catfishing Company, located at 900 West Airport Freeway in Hearst, Texas, 76054. For directions to the event location, please call 817-581-3912, or to contact the event organizers, you may do so by calling us here at FANS at 817-479-8299 locally, or 888-419-6369 toll-free nationally. This event will be held on October 6th from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m., and at that time, we will be on location accepting perishable food items, cash donations, and orders for our nationally advertised FANS apparel, t-shirts, and hats. If you're not able to make the event, we understand, but you can still help out the kids and families in need by going to our website, www.fanss.org, and placing an order for your t-shirt and hat today, or by making a personal contribution on our website while you're there, both discreetly and securely. Every little bit counts, and for every dollar donated, that will result in 3 full meals for a child or family in need. Thanks for all your support, and we appreciate your generosity as well as helping us make this event a success, so please tell a friend.
Hey, Colleen Ford Hood, you looking for some barbecue, man, that'll fall off the bones? Some ribs, chicken, brisket, oh man, nice and smoked and delicious. If so, try Taste Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar. Located 1015 Adams Avenue in Fort Hood Road, just 2 minutes from the Fort Hood East Gate. Man, they have potato salad, mac and cheese, baked beans, coleslaw, collard greens. And if you're from Louisiana, yes, they have your rice and beans to go to. They even have Kool-Aid, sweet tea. And I mean, yes, I said Kool-Aid. Nothing like Kool-Aid. Now, if you rush for time, no problem. They even accept call-in orders. Just give them a call at 254-213-9660. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tastes Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar. Barbecue so good, you will come back for more.
All right, y'all. All right, it's about the end of the mothership. It's about to come into the docks, y'all. Because you know what? I'm tired of talking to y'all. Y'all boring tonight. And you know what? That's fine. Because I will get y'all back. I will talk about you. You know I will. See? And guess what, y'all? Ladies, I didn't dog the ladies out tonight. So y'all can't say I always dog the ladies out. That's right. We stayed away from that tonight. You know what? I don't know sometimes, man. But you know what? Hey, y'all have a good one. Hey, remember, it's the weekend, man. So no matter how hard you work this week, or you may have to work tomorrow, take time to enjoy yourself. Take time to enjoy that day off with your friends and your family. Even if you don't like them, just say hello to them once or twice. You know what I mean? Hey, but you know what? That's all good. But with that being said, hey, I'm out of here. Y'all have a good weekend, and I'll talk to you later.
Sharp, the pain still grows, so stranger to you.